we have right now with us someone who could see smoke and residue and something last night from 2 to 5 a.m. This is Jeffrey Leppendorf. And Jeffrey, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank
and
you.
And you're out at Ghent at Art OMI?
We're at the OMI International Arts Center. We're at the top of a hill with a clear eye view to the incident.
And that's two miles away.
We're on County Route 22.
And so what happened? What happened last night?
Well, I was woken up by blinding light in my room at 2 a.m. And I understand that the fire began closer to midnight, but the explosion that I
so
was aware
there were
of
continued explosions.
At the first one that I was aware of was 2 a.m. and I was actually woken up by the light, not the sound, and looked out and in my sleepiness thought someone must be doing fireworks. But it was very soon apparent that it was a solid column of fire reaching from the tree line up to the clouds.
Was it blowing in your direction?
Because of the full moon, the smoke, unluckily for those in its path, but was not coming our way. It was very clearly, it seemed to be going along the river, and quite steadily and contained and concentrated, very, very dark smoke. And there were regular explosions, I'd say about every 20 minutes. I was probably up until 4 or 5 a.m. Watching. It would subside momentarily and then flare up again.
So it was like watching a fireworks display?
No. It was a column of fire. One giant elephant leg of a Roman candle. Yeah, spewing dark, dark smoke.
Could you smell it?
I could not smell it, but I could hear it. It sounded like a roaring fireplace, as if you were right next to a roaring fireplace. And with every flare-up, you would hear a whoosh. It was really quite something and scary.